This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
You might not have recovered yet from the high-profile midterm elections, but 2023 races have already begun, and there will be thousands of offices on the ballot across Penns Woods this year. For a look at what voters will face, we turn to Chris Nicholas. Chris is a veteran political consultant with Eagle Consulting. He joins us now. Chris, we have a new year and a new set of elections. And if voters thought that there was a crazy year last year, boy, the number of choices you're going to have to make this year are exponentially larger. We have a couple of special elections for House and Senate seats, only involving those districts. But what's going on particularly with the House?
There's right now, Loman, four special elections set up. One for the end of January in the Columbia, Montour, Northumberland part of the state. And then three, as of right now, in Allegheny County. And the three in Allegheny County are for Democrats, one who passed away, unfortunately, right before Election Day. One state rep got elected to Congress, so of course she'll resign from the House to go to the U.S. House. Another one out there, Austin Davis, he was elected lieutenant governor with Josh Shapiro, so he'll resign. And then the fourth one, the one up in Northumberland, that area, the longtime state senator there retired from public office to become the Senate parliamentarian, and so you have to fill that slot. And one of the reasons the House especially doesn't like special elections is they have to fill their own slots, and then when there are vacancies in the state Senate, like I just described, who does the state Senate normally look to fill a vacancy there? They look to the local state House members who are already elected and part of that. So it makes life for the House chamber even more difficult. So given the House right now has three vacancies, 101 Republicans and 99 Democrats, and the actual majority in the House, you need 102, it's going to be an interesting January and February.
As we look past the legislature and what's been occurring there, there will be some statewide races in 2023 here in Penns Woods. One of particular interest, an open seat on the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania.
Those are rare. So unfortunately, our sitting Chief Justice, Max Baer, passed away in the fall. But even if he had not passed, he was about to hit this year the mandatory retirement age of 75. So that's an open Democratic seat. The last two seats that have been up on the highest court in the land here were Democratic seats. So this is now a chance for the GOP to try to advance their number of members in the Supreme Court. Right now there's four Democrats, two Republicans in that one vacancy. So one of the first things we expect from the new Shapiro administration is to appoint the temporary Supreme Court justice to fill out the rest of Max Baer's term here in 2023 so the court gets back to its full complement of seven. So then we'll have a statewide Supreme Court seat. As we've talked in the past, Loman, that gets the most interest both here in the state and outside the state. And then we will have two openings on the state Superior Court and one opening on the state Commonwealth Court. So expect those races to, as usual, not get quite as much attention as the Supreme Court race.
And we have those races which will be voted on by everyone who's a registered voter in Pennsylvania. But also, this is a year where we're going to have a whole lot of county and local races. Let's start at the county level. What do we have up?
Well, this is the quote-unquote on year of the off years, right? So the slowest year in our four-year cycle is the year after the presidential race. That would have been 2021. And now in 2023, it's a lot more action in this quote-unquote off year because we will elect some county judges every county will elect their commissioners. There are some counties that have opted for what's called home rule, so they don't have three commissioners. They have a mayor in Philadelphia, and that's up. They have a county executive in Allegheny County, and that seat is also up. And then you'll also be electing some of your row officers, your register of wills, your recorder of deeds, some district attorneys. So there'll be more action this year at your county level than we saw 2 years ago. And you and I have talked about this for years, that most people have a lot more interaction with their municipal and county leaders than they ever do with, say, their member of Congress or perhaps their U.S. senator. Those levels of government hit your local daily life more so than the big national ones. So those races being in smaller districts, the counties, and being closer to the people and less money, there's more shoe leather. So you'll have a chance to meet your county commissioner candidates in most counties if you put your mind to it, because those campaigns will not be dominated by 4 or 5 weeks of heavy TV advertising. That just doesn't happen in your average county commissioner race. And just to remind everybody, most of the counties in the state of our 67 are county commissioners still, and those folks are a combination of executive and legal and legislative. And the way it works is, Lohman, each party runs two people. So the Democrats put up two people for county commissioner, as do the Republicans, and then the top three win. So there's no big, as I call it, strategery in the county commissioner races. It's just a race not to finish last.
Well, you did mention that there are county executive races in some counties, particularly Allegheny County. And in Allegheny County and in Philadelphia, where there is a mayoral race, there's going to be change here, even though they're very heavily Democrat.
The two-term Democratic mayor in Philadelphia, Jim Kenney, is leaving. The Allegheny County executive kind of strangely has a three-term limit. So his 12 years are up. So you're going to have, I think, very difficult, very fractious Democratic primaries. Both those counties are, especially Philadelphia, overwhelmingly Democratic in party registration. And just a little side note here, of our 67 counties, Philadelphia is the one that is both a city and a county. So if you hear us interchangeably refer to Philadelphia as a county and a city, we're not making mistakes. We may make some other ones, but that's not a mistake. That's just kind of a quirk in our system of labeling counties. So the Democratic voters there will have quite a busy January through May, when our primary is, trying to pick through those sets of candidates, because it's no secret with so many Democrats in those two counties, the election for most parts is decided in the May primary.
All across Pennsylvania, we have literally thousands of municipal governments, townships, boroughs, cities, lots of races in those areas as well.
Well, you'll have some mayoral races. You'll have some township supervisor, township commissioners. The other elections that I think will get even more play than that are school boards. Mm-hmm. Most school boards have 7 or 9 members. They're not all up in the same year. They kind of get a couple every year. We saw in 2021 a rising interest in school board races, a lot more spending, a lot more vitriol in those races. And I think all three of those will continue here in 2023. You're kind of having a battle between who are the schools put together for. In one side, you have people who think, well, it's primarily to educate students. There's another group of people who say kind of no, it's primarily for the teachers and the administrators that are in there. We keep hearing, in my mind, horror stories about totally inappropriate curriculum for the particular age group of the children. So that started to get hot and heavy late in 2021. I think both sides have dug in and are ready for an even bigger battle. So for those of you, well, all of us in Pennsylvania, there's 501 school districts. 500 of them are operational. That other one doesn't have any schools. They just send their kids to the nearby school. So you're going to have 500 sets of school board races. And it's been my experience, Lohman, that school board races are only one of two things. They're either sleepers or they're totally crazy. So I think this year we're going to have a lot more of them that are totally crazy than sleepers.
We will, of course, keep an eye on all of this as 2023 progresses. We have been talking with Chris Nicholas, a veteran political consultant with Eagle Consulting. Chris, where can folks go if they want to get in touch with you?
Well, if they want even more of me, Loman, a couple of things. They can visit my website at eagleconsult.com. I'm on Twitter at Eagle63.
Chris Nicholas of Eagle Consulting. Chris, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Loman. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.